And Dalton for more of The Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
If I get home on Christmas Day, I won't need...
We are broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Wake Up Crew, second hour on this Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And this this is our treat to you until Christmas. We're going to be playing Christmas music as our bumps, and John's not going to sing to every one of them, I hope.
Well, he chose them all, so he might.
That's Elvis, man.
You got to sing to the king.
Can't just let it. Yeah, you just can't let that go.
That's the rule. Sing to the king.
I will sing. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I'm just going to tell you right now when it comes on.
Why don't you just sing it?
No. No, maybe
we could do that as a Christmas gift. We'll just all three sing a song for everyone for Christmas.
Jing, jing, a ling, jing, a ling, jing, a ling. What fun to hear the sleigh bells jingle.
Okay. Yeah. What have we got coming up this hour?
Oh, man, do we have something for you.
What is it?
A little this.
And a little that?
A little that, yeah.
Wow.
I love that. I love when we do this and that.
Yeah.
Because we get right to it. You know, it's kind of like pop news. Things going on. What's happening?
It's a hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge of information.
Mismatch.
You know, this show is about information.
Somewhat.
I thought. Sounds like it's more about hodgepodge than anything.
Wow. Yep.
Just trying to stall. Just trying to, you know.
That's what we're working with this morning. Well, this and that coming up, but right now we pause to take a look at traffic and weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and fairly light winds for today. A few showers are possible in the area, mainly late in the afternoon. Highs will top out near 50 degrees. Tonight remains mostly cloudy, chance for more showers. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, showers likely, mainly during the afternoon. Highs make it into the lower 60s. And then showers continue on Saturday night, storms also possible. Right now, it's 44.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Good morning. Traffic is in pretty good shape out here for the most part as far as interstate accidents, delays. Yeah, it's building at times on 24 as you make your way out here up and down. 8 past 8:40. Traffic still holding up as you head towards Nashville. A lot of radar slow it down. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fare. Save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
At Fleet Feet, we're passionate and committed to powering the health of our community through the continuous training of staff who provide epic customer service and the unmatched 3D scan experience. We prove that our customers are our highest priority. This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. Come see us at Fleet Feet next door to Carrabba's.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Now that TGIF special on this Friday is the catfish, shrimp, or clam basket today for lunch. Just $4.99. Your choice, catfish, shrimp, or clam basket. Just $4.99. Can't beat it.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
It's 14 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Run, Rudolph.
I don't know about this Christmas music. It's going to be a wild day. Oh, goodness. Again, 14 after 7 here on WGNS. It is a Friday morning. We almost forgot, but we can't. I know we've had a holiday, and it's kind of a different week, but we still always celebrate this day every Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey! It's Friday.
Friday. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Getting geared up for a big road trip. And headed east, young man. But we'll have football for you tonight, playoff style, and hoping to get a team in the state championship game. So looking forward to that. But right now, it is time for pop news and information on this and that.
That's right. You don't have any of that. Am I all this and that? I'm the whole thing, right?
You know, I have a little of that. Okay. I've got two that's.
Well, here's this. The final season of Fuller House premieres December 6th.
Ah, wow.
They're going to wrap everything up.
The whole 20 years.
Yes, they're going to wrap it up. It debuted in 1987. They're going to wrap everything up like a bow for Christmas.
For the second time.
Yeah. And they all said their goodbyes. They've already filmed it. They already taped it. But John Stamos says that he's in the works talking about a prequel.
A prequel?
A prequel.
Not starring John Stamos, I hope.
No.
He doesn't look like he did.
No, but I don't know what that is, but he says he just sees it going on forever. But he could be, you know, pulling our leg, too.
That's true.
That's a little this.
I got a little that. Oreos has announced that they have two new flavors coming for Christmas time. Hot Cocoa Oreos and Peeps Oreos.
You had me at hot cocoa, but the Peeps, boy. Hmm. My son-in-law is going to love that.
I'm going to love that.
Yeah. I think they might taste pretty good with an Oreo.
Maybe.
You know, they got mystery flavors now.
Right.
Oreos. That's kind of. Well, that's a little of that. How about a little of this? Tidying up star, Marie Kondo. She's on Netflix. She shows you how to organize your house. Have you seen it?
No.
Well, you really need to watch it, Dalton.
Why? Oh.
They show you how to clean your room and how to fold clothes and put them in there where that doesn't take up much time.
Hmm.
It's really, really good.
I need to let my daughter see that.
It's Marie Kondo,
mm-hmm.
and she comes to their house. If you're the lucky one, she comes to your house and shows you how to do all that.
Oh, boy.
Neat.
And she's fixing to open up an online store.
For tidying equipment?
Uh-huh. That's exactly right. You're right on it. That's a little of this.
I got a little of that.
Okay.
New study finds that energy drinks increase your stroke risk by up to 500% because it makes your heartbeat irregular.
What does?
Energy drinks.
Energy drinks. Yeah. Up to metabolism, doesn't it?
Right, and it makes your heartbeat irregular.
Faster than it should.
Right.
That's why you have to watch those nature pills that, you know, that lose weight, because that speeds up your metabolism too. And mm-hmm. and you need to go see a doctor before you start taking nature diet pills.
Right.
That was a good that.
Thank you.
I got this. Kelly Clarkson. The Kelly Clarkson Show has been renewed for a second season. Now, you're going, well, let me tell you, those who disbelieve. Kelly Clarkson, The Kelly Clarkson Show, is the top-rated new daytime show.
I did not know that.
And she does have a segment in there called Kellyoke, where she'll do karaoke and sing.
Oh, really?
She's really very vivacious and effervescent and all that. Just
who is that that had a lot of emotion before her?
Harry.
No, I'll think of it in a minute. It was a singer. That and Faith Hill did that show before that with them.
All I know is it's not as good as the Wake Up Crew.
Maybe more coming up on that right now. We'll take a break and be back.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
This is a paid legal advertisement.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call me at 615-867-9900.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994. And that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Start your Black Friday at Sportsman's Warehouse. Doors open at 6 a.m. with doorbusters and savings you don't want to miss. Get a free Ruger 10/22 when you buy the Ruger AR-556. The Vortex Spark 2 Red Dot is free with purchase of the Springfield Saint. And the Masterbuilt Electric Smoker is 50% off. For deals on the most unforgettable gifts this year, shop Sportsman's Warehouse or sportsmans.com. Sportsman's Warehouse. Gear up for unforgettable.
For details on these promotions, visit your local Sportsman's or go to sportsmans.com/door flyer.
Get to French's Black Friday and all weekend long for savings that will make Santa blush. Black Friday weekend only, get $10 off boots, boxed or on the racks. Get $10 off insulated outerwear and save 10% on all other apparel and Western hats. French's shoes and boots, apparel and more. Shop where Santa shops Black Friday and all weekend long.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. Shoes and boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Making decisions are hard, and having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel at home. So we invite you to come by the Villages of Murfreesboro and try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages is in Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
We're here at Dempsey Van Treese and Follis talking with Brownie Van Treese. Brownie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Great to have you with us. There is one tax that is going away, and I know everybody's listening closely. A tax going away? That's pretty unusual.
That is unusual. It really is. This is a state of Tennessee Hall income tax. And many people lived in the state of Tennessee their entire lives and don't realize we have a state income tax. We do. It was enacted in 1929. It is only on interest and dividend income. And for married couples, there's a $2,500 exemption. Now, interest from banks and savings and loans is not included in this, but if you sold me a piece of real estate and I said I don't have the money, I'd like to pay you with an installment note and pay you over time. If I pay you interest on a note that's more than 6 months, that interest would be subject to the Hall income tax. But as you say, this is a tax that is going away. I think the bill was signed in May of 2016, whereby the Hall tax in the past, it had been a 6% tax rate. For those of you that pay it, in 2016, the rate is going to drop to 5%. And then basically for 17, it drops to 4% and 18 to 3%, then starts dropping only about 75% of 1%. But it completely goes away in the year of 2022.
That's a few years away. Now, this is strictly on unearned income. You didn't work for it. It's interest.
That is correct. Interest and dividend income. And many times people think, well, I really don't have that much dividend income. But if they're invested in mutual funds, sometimes mutual funds will do what's called a capital gain distribution. And that capital gain distribution, it is considered a dividend for this purpose.
Now, if you're selling property and you bought something at a lower price, and you sell it at a higher price, do you pay a Hall income tax on what you earned?
You do not pay tax on the capital gain on the sale of real estate. You would not. But again, an example I gave earlier, in the event you sold it and you took back a note from the individual and they pay you interest on that note, then the interest you receive would be subject to the Hall income tax.
So would capital gains only be excluded with real estate, or is it everything?
It's pretty much any capital gain other than on mutual funds. Those that are considered to be capital gain distributions, they are considered as dividends for the Hall income tax.
Okay. And so this would be inheritance and things of this sort.
That would be correct. And, you know, Tennessee is one of the few states that does not have an income tax. And once it's completely phased out, I think Tennessee will join like Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington State, and Wyoming as those states that do not have an individual income tax.
So this would be a people-friendly state at that point, more people-friendly.
I think that would be correct for people, absolutely. Now, you know, and again, we were not going to talk about this, but as I understand it, I mean, this might not necessarily replace this, but I think Governor Haslam is actually now talking about increasing the gas tax. Again, I don't think it's designed to replace the hall tax. I think it's really designed to hopefully do some repairs to our highways and things like that. But that may be, you know, again, we wanted to talk about taxes going away, but there may be another tax coming in, or at least an increase in the gasoline tax.
I had a feeling there would be something coming in to take the place. We're used to paying it out. They don't want us to get too comfortable with that.
Unfortunately, I think you're correct. Another thing, the state of Tennessee recently, probably in the last 2 or 3 years, they require the payment to be made electronically. It's not such that you can just write a check and send it to them. They want you to go online and pay them. Or in some cases, your accountant through their tax software potentially can have this drafted from your account. But unfortunately, it's not such that you can just write them a check. They require it to be paid electronically.
That sounds like an accident looking for a place to happen.
Unfortunately, I think there have been some mix-ups and some, you know, some problems with that.
And if you are one of the people who pays the hall income tax, maybe you need to get with your accountant to go over some things, especially with these changes that are forthcoming.
Absolutely. And again, it's, as Barta said, it's going to be a while before it completely goes away, 2022, but at least the amount will be reduced each year because the percentage of tax is going down.
Are there some areas that people need to be aware of with the hall income tax as they put things away for their record-keeping purposes?
Yes. I mean, normally I think most of this would be as a part of the information that you would gather to do your federal individual return, because again, if you've got dividends or interest or those type things that you're reporting, some of those items would get reported on the state of Tennessee tax for hall tax.
If people have questions about this or other tax issues, can they call Dempsey Van Treason Follis?
Absolutely. Our number is 615-893-6666.
We've been talking with Brownie Van Treese this morning with Dempsey Van Treason Follis. Brownie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bart.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Hi, this is John at L&K Trophy. We'd like you to come down and take a look at our new line of insulated tumblers. We have colored tumblers that we can engrave. They work great for gifts. We have several different sizes and styles of mugs. They can be engraved or they can be printed in full color. We also offer lots of other options for plaques. This is John at L&K Trophy, 1115 Memorial Boulevard, just down from Smith Brothers Car Wash.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree. And I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention that it deserves. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
A nagging hip, back, or shoulder tension. You don't always have to have a doctor's referral to fix these problems. Amir at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
What is direct access?
A person's ability to see a physical therapist without needing a doctor referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard in front of Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Jesse, the sleigh bell jingling, ring, tingle, tingling too.
Trying to get you in the spirit here on this Friday after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, Christmas is here. Schools are out. Just 26 days until Christmas. Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
And don't forget to call or text in your birthdays. It's 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, moving soon to 128 North Church Street near the old First United Methodist Church.
Jason Kelton is today's good neighbor of the day. He's a great friend who's always there to lend a helping hand. So he's going to receive flowers from the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
News, traffic, and weather coming up here, brought to you locally by French's.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and fairly light winds for today. A few showers are possible in the area, mainly late in the afternoon. Highs will top out near 50 degrees. Tonight, it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, showers likely, mainly during the afternoon. Highs make it into the lower 60s. And then showers continue on Saturday night. Storms also possible. Right now, it's 44.
On your morning, the interstate traffic holding up out here for the most part. On 24 as you head towards Nashville. Now, over in Wilson County, THP still on the scene of that tanker truck crash on I-40 eastbound at Highway 109. Again, that's over in the Wilson County area. Hey, if you're looking for holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash, 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
What's on your holiday table? Well, cranberry sauce is America's least favorite Thanksgiving food. That's according to a new Harris Poll survey that seems to indicate there are a number of foods people don't like but eat just for the sake of tradition. Coming in at number two of disliked foods, green bean casserole, followed by sweet potatoes. The secret food hate may be why a quarter of Americans also say they have no interest in Thanksgiving leftovers. If your Christmas tree isn't up yet, good luck. You'll likely find fewer trees to choose from this holiday. Oregon State University Christmas tree specialist Chow Landgren said that it's because the number of growers has dwindled to an estimated 400 across the state of Oregon. Landgren said last year Christmas trees were overproduced, causing many growers to leave the market because the business competition was too great, and that shortage has spread across the country. Takes between 6 to 10 years to produce Christmas trees for the market. Well, how about an artificial tree? They're not just for Christmas anymore. Some love the magic of their artificial trees so much they keep them up nearly year-round. Biloxi, Mississippi, Amy Resonet Lebert's tree stays up well past Christmas, so she can switch out ornaments and use the tree as a centerpiece in her decor for other holidays, like Mardi Gras and Easter. Holiday businesses are keeping their fingers crossed for a good season, but there may be a bad moon rising. And even after record-setting days on Wall Street, consumer confidence is continuing to fall. The Conference Board said its confidence index dropped for the fourth straight month, falling to 125.5. That's down from 126.1 in October. Economists had expected the number to rise. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
Hey, Josie. Love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Happy holiday.
Back here on this Friday morning, it's approaching 7:36. Maybe you're out enjoying some Christmas shopping, getting those big deals.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
It's a big weekend at French's, by the way, with their Black Friday stuff going on, so I want to check that out.
My daughter's probably just now getting home.
She was gone before you left.
Yeah, she was gone. She was gone most of the night.
She's coming home to go back.
She usually gets home about 4 a.m. They do theirs really early. You know, as soon as the doors open.
Jeez.
Yeah, so it's kind of rough. But I have some gifts ideas for those who are shopping.
Ooh.
If they're listening in the car right now.
Well, it's important because there are just 26 days left until Christmas.
Like to hear some of them?
I would. I would love to.
Well, there's a thing called a Fit Track. It's
okay.
A scale that does almost everything. Tells you how many things you've walked, your BMI, you know, I think it does blood pressure. I mean, it just it's crazy. It does everything.
So if you're kind of health conscious.
Yeah.
Or
ask for a Fit Track.
Ah, neat.
What about Quiet Buds? They cancel out noise.
Oh, so they're like noise-canceling earbuds.
Yeah. So like Brian could put, anytime you talk, Brian could just put in his Quiet Buds.
He normally just walks away.
You know, as dads, we have those internal. We have dad buds.
Yeah.
We can just block out anything your kids say.
Then there's the VIZR. Visor, I guess is what it is.
Uh-huh.
They navigate busy streets without taking eyes off the road. You can just look at all kinds of things. It's crazy.
Oh, are they kind of, do you wear it?
No, it's up on the dash. Kind of like a
plane. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I know. It does. Play Beats. PLAYBEATZ.
Okay.
They are wireless earphones.
Okay. So it's Bluetooth,
I would
think.
Yeah.
Neat.
You got a pair?
I don't. I have a pair of Bluetooth earbuds, but not those.
It would make a great gift, Dad.
Yeah, maybe.
Not. A Mwama translator.
A llama translator?
Mwama. Mwa. Mwama.
So it doesn't translate what your llama is saying.
Mwama.
Mwama.
Mwama. Yeah.
You know what it does?
Mwah.
You can use it and speak to other people, other languages.
I've seen those.
You run into a French person, you can speak French.
You say, you put in the language and you say and whatever then, and it repeats it to them.
Which to me is monumental news.
They've got some that work as earbuds. And so it real time translates what they're saying into your ears and what you're saying into theirs. It's really neat.
Don't you think that's monumental news?
That is huge.
Because you
news.
Wouldn't have to take courses, you know, basically.
Well, and if you...
So they translate what they say to? I mean, you put the thing up there?
If you go visiting to a foreign country, let's say you're maybe headed to, I don't know, Greece.
Yeah.
It's greasy.
Great. That's right. How about the Arctic Air Ultra?
Sounds enticing.
It's a small... little machine that cools like an air conditioner within 45 square feet.
Wow.
So
that needs to be a purchase for football season.
Yeah, buy it yourself.
Okay. Jeez. You're the one always complaining about the fan.
Here's an extra PC. You know what that is?
You know, if I had my own little Arctic air conditioner, you would never let me live that down. Okay.
I don't know how much those things cost, is what I'm saying.
No.
They didn't give the price tag. Extra PC.
I'm assuming it's some kind of computer.
It's an extra computer.
It's a flash drive that makes old computers speed up.
Neat.
Like,
I guess it adds extra storage to your computer.
How about putting one in my office in there? Okay.
Yeah. We'll get two. We'll put one in each of ours.
Here's one that you really need to get at your house. Brian, and throw it in Dalton's closet.
A muzzle?
No.
Oh.
Stank sticks.
Ooh, yeah.
They remove awful odors from your closet, like your old shoes and smell, the old smell of it.
Well, just put them all throughout the house.
Just throw stank sticks out
there. Have them in his car, in his office. They'll be everywhere.
Those need to go in my daughter's room. Her room, you would be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by her room.
Well, you need to go get online with Marie Kondo. It'll spark joy. That's what she always says at the end of the show. It sparks joy.
Need to spark something. Well,
nice. Got more later.
Nice gift ideas there. More of the Wake Up Crew coming up. It's 7:40.
Get huge Black Friday savings at French's Shoes and Boots. Doors open at 6 a.m. and all weekend long. Get doorbuster savings like Ariat Warthog boots, normally $200. French's price just $89.99. Get special savings all day, men's and women's shoes, and every pair of kids' shoes and boots. Get to French's Black Friday and all weekend long for the best deals in town.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
SRM Concrete. With every new day, every sunrise, we build structures that stand the test of time. And upon their foundations are our homes, where we work, where our kids go to school. And with that comes tremendous pride. We don't just make concrete. We build relationships, trust, confidence. We're SRM Concrete. Build with us.
Begin your holiday season as Main Street Murfreesboro presents Celebrate Christmas Downtown. Visit the historic square Friday, December 6th at 6 p.m. for the annual Christmas tree lighting sponsored by Murfreesboro Electric, Pinnacle Financial, and CSL Plasma. Enjoy shopping until 9 with Main Street's holiday window tour and contest sponsored by Redstone Federal Credit Union. At 6, the arrival of Santa to light the Christmas tree. Food vendors, free hot chocolate, children's crafts, and pictures with Santa throughout the night. The Polar Express will be shown on the square afterwards, Friday, December 6th at 6.
The Blue Raider fan source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
What a nice way to wrap up our Black Friday edition of The Wake Up Crew. Christmas music.
Feliz Navidad.
It's great. That's one of my favorite.
This one?
Uh-huh.
Feliz Navidad?
Yeah, it's one of the 50.
There's a...
One of the 51 that were chosen.
Yeah, there's a picture going around the internet of, it's like a text message. Somebody was texting their buddy and said, do you know that Christmas song that says the least knobby dot?
Yeah.
What's the name of that song?
We're going to do that one time, We're going to talk about all the songs that we don't know really what the words are.
Well,
we're going to sing them to you, too.
Yeah. Broadcasting here from the Billups Center studio. You'll want to miss that show. Medicine That Matters to Men online at thebillupscenter.com.
Don't you mean you don't want to miss that show, right?
No, I think he said what he meant.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Or at least when Dalton sings. Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. You may be thinking, gosh, I can't even think about food after yesterday.
Hmm.
But... you need to get some stuff. You know, you got maybe company in this weekend. The turkey and ham are only going to go so far with leftovers. So stop on in at Junior's and they can take care of you with that.
I never get any of those leftovers on Fridays.
They're already gone?
Well, I'm always with Brian
for
25 years. Is that not depressing to think about it?
It's only been 20 for me.
23 in a row. Or 22 in a row. But regardless of that, Junior's Foodland can take care of whatever you need this weekend to get through and get those in-laws in and out and make sure they're happy. And snacks, maybe you got big movie night plans at home, whatever you need to do at Junior's. They would love for your family to shop with their family at Junior's Foodland. And, of course, we're at that time of the year where Christmas parties are going to start popping up. So let them take care of all of your grocery needs at Junior's, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. When you stop in, say hey to Andy Haynes and everybody out there. What have we learned today?
I got to be honest, Brian, I really didn't pay much attention to the show. I was kind of into the going on the football game, the road trip, and you know what I'm going to carry with me, and you know, and that kind of thing. I'm so excited, so I didn't really. I know we ate a lot yesterday.
Please curb your enthusiasm.
We ate a lot yesterday.
Yeah, we did. You did.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you learn anything either?
No, I'm still kind of
hungover from the turkey.
Yeah. We're sorry. We
sure wasn't the eggnog? No, just kidding.